Okay, we're continuing in the first parak of Masech Sota. We are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Ches. So once we mention Mida connected Mida, says the Mishnah, Shimshon halach acharein. If Shimshon followed his eyes because he wanted to marry a Plishti woman because she was so beautiful, lefichach nakru Plishtim esenav. So ultimately, the Plishtim knocked out his eyes. Shemel yechzu Plishtim vayinakru esenav. It says beferish in sefer shoftim that's what happened. Other cases that relate to Mida connected Mida. Avshalom niska b'saro. Avshalom was very proud of his nice, beautiful, long hair. L'fichach nitl b'saro. Ultimately, when he lost the battle against his father, he was hanged by his hair because he was riding a donkey and he passed under a large tree and his hair became tangled in the branches and the donkey kept on going and he was hanging by his hair, over the Pisco Shel Gehenim, actually. So the hanging by the hair was a result of the pride that he took in his hair. Ulfisha Baal Eser Pilakshayaf, even because of Shalom slept with 10 of his father's Pilachim, Lefichach Nasan Ba Eser Lumbios. So 10 spears were stabbed into him. Shem Vayasobu Asara Norim Nosikleyo Vayakuas of Shalom Vayamisu. That there were 10 stabbings that he died of when Yoav's sword bearers all stabbed him. Ulfisha Gan of Shosha Levavos Levav Lev Bezim Lev Yisrael. And because he deceived three people or three groups, his father, the Beis Din, and Klal Yisrael, Shem Vayaganev of Shalom. Therefore, three darts were shot at him. That Yoav took three darts in his hand and he stabbed them into Avshalom. So this was Avshalom's avera in stealing the hearts was when he asked his father, he asked David HaMelech, right? The Bar Tinur explains all of this, that Amar lo Avshalom la'aviv, the Bar Tinur says, k'sov li she'elchu imi shnayim ish she'evchar mikol Yisrael, that give me two people that I'll choose. So k'sov lo, and David gave him permission, v'yamar chosam shalaviv l'shnayim v'holch ma'achrov, l'shnayim achirim v'holch ma'achrov, ad she'nichnas masayim ish, and he kept on showing the same letter to two people and to more people and to more people to more people till he had a following of 200 people who were all Rosh Hashanah. So that's how he was going to Lev Aviv and Lev Beis Din and Lev Kol Yisrael, or Lev Aviv and Lev Beis Din, and then Lev Kol Yisrael is a different pasuk. It says V'yignav Avshalom is Lev Anshe Yisrael. So we know that he was going to those hearts as well. So let's move on now to Mishnah Tes. So the Mishnah gives examples of schar that were given, that's also given Mida connected Mida. It's not only punishment. V'chein le'inyan hatova works in the opposite direction as well, in the positive direction as well. Miriam himtina l'moshe. Miriam waited for one Sha'a while Moshe was floating in a basket in the Nile. Shem Ravitz Satzva Chosim Yerachuk. Pasuk says his sister stood at a distance. Levichach Nesakvul Yisrael Shiviyam Bamidbar. So the Jewish people waited for her 7 days in the Midbar. Shem Rav Amlo Nasa Adia Seif Miriam. The nation didn't travel until Miriam was gathered in. Yosef Zacha Likbar Zaviv Ein Bachiv Gadol Menu. Yosef was one who buried Yaakov, even though none of his brothers was greater than he was. So, but he's the one that did it personally. Shnemar v'yal Yosef l'kbaras aviv v'yal imo gam rechav gam prashim, that they came with him with chariots and horsemen. Mi lanu gadol mi Yosef shalom sasik ba'al Moshe. So he was zocha that the greatest Jew ever was the one that was involved in his burial, namely Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe zocha batzmos Yosef v'en b'yisrael gadol menu. Moshe, who's the greatest of the Jewish people, went and buried Yosef, took care of Yosef bones personally. Shomer yikach Moshe zasmos Yosef imo. So mi gadol mi Moshe shalom sasik bo el hamakom. So Moshe Rabbeinu was zocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of his burial. Shnemar v'ikbar oso v'agoy v'lo al Moshe b'lvad amru. And the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of him is not only true about Moshe Rabbeinu, ela al kol ha-tzadikim. Shnemar v'halach l'fanecha tzidkecha kvod Hashem ye'yosfecha. That kvod Hashem will gather you in. So Hashem takes care of all tzaddikim. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we had said that Shimshon followed his eyes, and therefore he lost his eyes. And Avshalom was so prideful of his hair, and therefore he was hanged by his hair. And since Avshalom slept with 10 of his father's pilakshim, he had 10 spears stabbed into him. Because he stole the hearts of his father, the Beis Din, and Klal Yisrael, so there were three darts shot at his heart. And then in Mishnah Test, we learned that Midah Keneged Midah works for the positive as well. Miriam waited for baby Moshe for one Sha'a, so everyone had to wait for her for 7 full days when she had Tzara'as. And Yosef took care of his father's burial, so Moshe Rabbeinu took care of his burial. Moshe Rabbeinu took care of Yosef's burial, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of Moshe Rabbeinu's burial. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu really takes care of all of the Tzadikim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with the second parak of Maseches Sota.